Blog Talk Radio.
Club song. I was raised in the hood, so what's the dip? What? A walking revolution, that's how I rip. Yeah. There are some who wish this was an intro. In other words, they'll wish it was kept short. I don't make music for the club.
Sorry.
I make songs so the mayor gets mugged. So Frankie boy, I ain't forgot about you. The new masterpiece. My crew stays true. If alive, Ali Bey would be mayor. I'm living on a wing and a prayer. When you tell the truth, you don't live too long. That's why many real leaders die young. An OG in the hood, let me explain. A gangbanger who fights the biggest gang.
Gang one.
The local police, not all. Just the ones who roll like beasts.
Gang two.
It's Cleveland Clinic. They put hood hospitals out of business.
Gang three.
The Cleveland public school system. They got levy money still missing. If you ain't roll like the top three gangs, that's a status you just can't claim. You can guap in a trap house and mean mug. Without weight, you're just a common thug. I'm a sister myself, so understand. I won't play, I'm a grown man. Don't holler at your boy, speak to a man. And I'll speak back, hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy, speak to a man. And I'll speak back, hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy, speak to a man. And I'll speak back, hope you understand. No matter what said, I offend somebody. So I use truth to offend everybody. Some say they take music to the next level, but shake hands with the same corporate devil. Now that's an example of hypocrisy. But hypocrisy, it doesn't reflect me. If you're grown, put the nicknames on the shelf, cause it matters what you choose to call yourself. I'ma break it down, know how it sounds. Artist named Lil at 50 plus pounds. To clarify, it sets the record straight. You ain't Lil if you're taller than 5'8". Names don't matter, now that's a lie. You ain't young nothing over age 25. I ain't young or little. I'm a grown man with bat in hand. I draw lines and say, don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. When you're a child, you do childish things.
True.
When you're a man, you put childish things away.
Grow up.
End quote. So why are adults watching more TV and playing more video games than they children? Ain't nothing wrong with having fun. But put down the remote once in a while and stand up to corrupt officials, from police to politicians. Remember three letters. H-T-A. Hold them accountable. The creator. HJS. Kilroy. Still rolling.
Welcome to Al Porter Band in the Streets. That's music, activism, and news. Wow, and I already know what happened. There's so many people watching the season premiere of Dancing with the Stars, Monday Night Football doubleheader, and it's causing some lines to get jammed up, but that's all right because it causes me to get out the starting gate real fast and acknowledge the fact that we have 216-209, 216-799, 216-486. I'll be getting to you all shortly. This is Al Porter, Man in the Streets, chapter 4, verse 36. And that man, M-A-N, is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. For those online, you can feel free to chime in with 646-478-0944 is the number, like our other phone callers did. Three quick disclaimers, I promise. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone, any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Varsity Music or Blog Talk. Call or blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Now listen, disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time to see what's on your mind because you are important. Hey, before I take those phone calls, I need to let people know real quick what's going on. Top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. This will be important during our announcements shortly. Number 10, Sheriff Kilroy. Video shoot? Number 9, Gambino Red. We made it. re-debut from him. Number 8, debut of DJ Della Rock, who did a nice set for the community the past Saturday at East 58th Street. St. Clair, was it one of the, like, rec type of centers? So that was real nice. Number 7, moving up, Inferno. Number 6, Never Ignorant, Getting Goals Accomplished. King Swisher, been on the charts for a little while. Moving up, Emacs, The Image, Black Man Army Theme, and more. Number 4, moving up, Black House Sounds, videos on YouTube under Joseph Motley, that's M-O-T-L-E-Y-J-R, period, on YouTube. You can check some of them out. Moving up, number 3, HJS Music. Number 2, Black Man Army Pride Day, more later including, wow, 9,400 people have already heard the theme song. So I guess there will be a video shoot. Where? We'll tell you. And the debut, number 1, Ohio Hip Hop Awards weekend. More on that later on. I'll give you information. I promise you that much. As I prepare to move to the phone lines, let me let you all know that blackonblackcleveland.com is the official website for Black on Black Crime Incorporated. You can also Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period. That's Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. See, I keep telling you all might need some information here and there. So if you hear something, feel free to write it down. And you can definitely use this number. Have to drill it into your heads. 646-478-0944. Wednesday, Hood Talk Radio at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Emacs and the Mindset deal with international politics, and they break it down to a local level. And then you can use that number, 646-478-0944. Once again, Fridays and Saturdays, Hood Tunes Radio, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time with Emacs dealing with Music Business 101. Now let me see what's going on with 216-209. How you doing out there?
Good, Al Porter. This is John from Black Odyssey.
Man, what's going on with you?
Oh, man. As you know, we get ready to do another Best in the Best show. Yeah, and we got you hosting that one coming up soon. I'm going to make the date official, announce it right now. It's going to be November 4th at the Grog Shop. So if any artists out here, we do give out an offer for a free music video, and we charge you for a deposit so you can put tickets, you get your tickets in. That's how it goes, you know. So you put your tickets in, you put your money in, mm-hmm. you get your tickets, and you can make your money back off of tickets. We don't want any of your ticket sales. And, you know, we got a lot of good results from that. People get radio time, Blog Talk radio time. A lot of people get all sorts of offers because we have a lot of people that's in the crowd, as you already know, Al. And,
yes, sir. I already know that. For you to have a crowded place on a Tuesday, I was like, wow. It brought back spitboxing memories for real. So that was real nice to see that many people and that many high powerful people in the audience was real nice.
Which leads me to my next point. The winner of the contest was a group named Native. So we're going to have them call in tonight and introduce themselves and everything. And pretty soon, they're going to be coming back out again to perform again. And we're going to have a great, awesome crowd on November 4th. And we're going to bring all the same connects out there again for any artist that's trying to get their thing to start from the ground up, building a real fan base.
There you go. Well, you should know because you've been able to build your fan base up throughout, oh, my goodness, how many years has Black Odyssey been out there?
Oh, man, I want to say since 1998, strong. So we've been out here. We got about 40,000 viewers all over YouTube from different videos, and that's not even counting with the music that we just have out there. That's just on the video visual end.
Congratulations, though, and we thank you for being involved with the music business. And how can people get in touch with you all?
You can get in touch with John Allen on Facebook. You can then get up with at Black Odyssey on Twitter. And you can get Black Odyssey on YouTube and Google Plus. That's BLAQODESSY.
Man, I appreciate you.
We also got a another song we just recently dropped on SoundCloud. We dropped it, matter of fact, a couple of days ago. It's called Keep Praying. And, you know, that goes right along with whatever we talk about. And there's a video for that coming soon, too, on YouTube.
All right. I was just getting ready to ask because I knew there had to be a video coming.
You know how we get down, brother.
I know that, man. And I thank you very, very much, man. And may you definitely hold a line and look forward to talking to you.
Oh, for sure.
No problem. Hey, and how can people get in touch with you? As a matter of fact, one thing I can say is I appreciate Black Odyssey for what they do music-wise. Before I go to the 216-799 number, one thing I can say is you could definitely look for Black Odyssey. Why ask a question that you can always
City Music, Emax the Image. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me, that means royalty. We built a legacy. All hail Caligula, leave that fool alone, he settled for Rome. The whole world's a throne, armor of God, plus a flaming sword, shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire, it was built from scratch. I came, I saw, I conquered, we do it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we do it. I came, I saw, conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw.
And working with the time we're working with and watching how different things are happening. Like I say, when you have this many world premieres going on in one night, sometimes it plays havoc with what's going on, but it doesn't matter because we could definitely talk to our people. Before I get to that 216-799, before I was cut off in midstream, I just wanted to let people know that they can pick up Black Odyssey, the BLAQ Odyssey, and I want to go check out and see what's happening with 216-799, who's on the line. That's 216-799. How you doing out there?
Good, Mr. Al Porter. What's up, man? It's two of the six of the natives, man. We just called in.
What's going on? How you doing? Shout out Black Odyssey.
Oh, man. Got to do that. Tell us all something about yourself.
I mean, we've been doing it for about like, 4 years now. We just now starting to, you know, get our fan base up. You know, that's why we say shout out to Black Odyssey because, like, that's our first showcase that we ever won. Matter of fact, that's only our second show. So, you know, definitely got to say shout out to them. Yeah, definitely.
Wow, that's deep for you to say that, too. For real, that's deep for you to say that. But you all had, like, high energy, high performance, and you all had lyrics. Just explain what went into your performance.
I mean, basically, what we try to do is, you know, is try to give people a good show. We like real hip-hop. We like addressing issues that we go through. Like, we don't rap about what other people do, rap about stuff that we don't have. We rap about our life situation. So, like, when people really listen to our music and they listen to the stories that we tell or what we go through, it's basically our life. It's nothing different. So, like, for people to rock to the music that we give them, as far as, like, songs that we give them that we be scared to release or whatnot, and we see them move to it, that's what really make our performances go. We use the energy off of the crowd and what we know that's good. You know, you got to have faith in your music.
I feel you on that. I hear that. So, with that being said, what do you expect to go with your music? I know you're going to have a hot video and all of that, but we want to know, where do you expect to go with your music?
as well as how can people, you know, keep an eye on what's going on with you all?
Well, honestly, the only way from here is up. We got a lot of big things planned for this coming up year in 2016. It's not even November yet. We got stuff planned for it. But after this show and after the video, we got a tape coming out, Rooftop Nights. Be on the lookout for that. We got two more tapes dropping after that. We gonna keep working. It's six of us total in the group. Right now, you talking to two of us. Right now, the voice you're hearing right now, I go by the name of Filthy. The other voice you hear is a PAT. And we just going to keep working. Everybody in the group is assembling their arsenal of music, and we just going to keep dropping it on y'all. And hopefully this time next year we'll be at the Ohio Hip Hop Awards.
Basically.
There you go. Hey, and what are some of the other group member names? Can't leave them out.
Oh, no.
We can't leave them out. We got our engineer, Milano, the man behind the voices.
Okay. DJ Mike Milano. Yeah, DJ Mike Milano. We got our other producer that's in the group that also rap, multi-talented. His name is Joe. He's the deep voice of the group.
Okay.
We got one of the best lyricists.
Otis Black.
Yeah, Otis Black. Followed by another good lyricist, Frank Toro. He wasn't at the show that we just did, but we just did a show Friday at the Agora, matter of fact. He made it to that show. But, yeah, that's all of us, basically, just the six of us.
Man, and I'm proud. I'm thankful.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. Like I told you when I seen you, you probably don't remember. You had to see me. But, like, man, I'm a big fan of what you do. You know, the nonviolence, man, the black-on-black crime trying to stop that. You know, I knew you took a liking to our song Creeping, you know, when we talking about, you know, what we go through with the cops, you know, our situation and stuff.
Yes.
So I always been a fan of yours, Mr. Al Porter, definitely.
Man, I'm looking forward to playing that in its entirety. Won't even cut it either. I'm looking at it right now. But how can people get in touch with you all?
I mean, you can, we got our IG right now. You can follow us on IG at CLE_natives, you know, with an S out of, at the end of that. Then on our SoundCloud, where we drop our newest singles, you can find us on there at CLE_natives as well. Twitter, we got Twitter, our Twitter back up and running. We need followers on there. It's natives_music. So, I mean, it's pick and choose, but mainly any social media, you can probably search us under CLE_natives. And we always dropping something new. We try to do something new every 2 weeks.
I appreciate that. And if you hold a line, I think you all will be pleased with definitely what we premiere for everybody.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're going to definitely stay online. I told you, I'm a big fan, Mr. Al Porter, man. We got a link, man. We really appreciate what you do for the community, man.
Hey, likewise, man. I love your performance and I love the enthusiasm. That's what we needed was some lyrics. I was like, man, I'm glad I can't even. It's hard when you host an event because you don't want to really like say, look here, this is who should win this event. So it was very, very hard to do that. But I was taking in the lyrics and I was like, man, well deserved. And I'm looking forward to the video. And we will be right back with you real shortly. And thanks again for calling in.
Thanks for having us, Mr. Al Porter, man. Definitely. Native season, man. It's native season.
I feel you. I like that already. It is native season. And I want to give a big shout-out again to Black Odyssey before I go to that 216-486 phone number. Let me let some people know certain things that are coming up should they choose. Since part of it was mentioned, the Ohio Hip Hop Awards Week is starting off, you know, real good. Wednesday, Tri-C Metro Main Stage, 3 p.m. panel discussion, 30th Community College Boulevard. The reason I'm putting it out there is because free event. Thursday, the homecoming concert from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Tri-C Courtyard featuring Twista, Ray Jr., Big Moochie, DiBiase, and then you can go to OhioHipHopAwards.com or Facebook Ohio Hip Hop Awards and Music Conference for all other events, including prices for certain things, because on Sunday, Ohio Hip Hop Awards, that's the Masonic Cleveland Performance Arts Center, 3615 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44115, 4 to 10 p.m. Oh, this must be some special things going on for the 10-year anniversary, because usually they do the red carpet from 4 to 6, and then from 6 to 9 usually is like when they have the event, but now they're going up to 10, so this should be very interesting. I'm real thankful that I was able to receive the Lifetime Achievement Award when they first started 10 years ago in 2010, the Damon Mumford Humanitarian Award. So always it's nice to see that. And while I'm letting people know what's going on, before I go to that 216-486, Thursday, 2:15 p.m., 140th, they will have, that's right off the clear, I believe, East 140th, Job Corps, they will have a march, 2:15 p.m. against violence, to about 156th in St. Clair, and they expect almost 200 young people and others there. 216-486, how are you?
Oh, hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. This show is going beautiful because you might not be able to do everything you want to, but it's so nice when you start hearing from the people who are really doing things in the community. So how are you?
I am doing fine, but what I want to know about is the program that you're going to have at Cleveland State University Saturday.
Okay. You're talking about the fact that it's the Black Man Army Pride Day Party. Black Man Army Pride Day Party, and I know that sometimes people, I'm going to like the free music conference that they're having at Tri-C, and they're having a free one, I know, that's this coming week. But for myself, after that, I'm going to, like, the Black Man's Army Pride Day Party, which I want to make sure people can have something else to do if they don't have it, have the money to go to all the activities and they just want to go to, like, the award show on Saturday. Black Man Army will be this Saturday, September 19th, 2015, 7 to 9 p.m. So that's 7 to 9 p.m., at the CSU main classroom building, large room 136. We'll have some videos being shown behind us about how we did some things in the community, from marching on the police, 137, getting rid of those red light speed light cameras and all of that type of thing. And it is 1899 East 22nd Street. That's 1899 East 22nd Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44114. We will have music, refreshments, and we will be shooting the video for the Black Man's Army theme song. And the Pan-African flags will be for sale to benefit Black Man's Army. And it's a definite free event, so come through. We definitely will be at least having a lot of people in the house. And if people want to do a clean performance, we'll take like the first 8 or 9 people to come through. Nothing wrong with that. When I know right now, my man Suave Gotti will be in the house, GMS Hood Famous TV. So anything else you needed to know on that one?
No, thank you.
All right. I appreciate you calling and asking about it.
Well, thank you.
No problem. Hold a line. We got some good music for you. I promise you on that one. And I thank everybody who has called in. You know, I think I'll do my announcements in a little while. I want to bring in this next song the way it's supposed to be, instead of me just going on and speaking on the song and this, that, and other. I'm going to go with this song like this because there's a reason why a song like this is being made. You know, because last Tuesday, Mayor Jackson, he took steps to comply with He took steps to comply with the dissent decree that was agreed with the Justice Department to keep Cleveland from being sued by the Justice Department. Hey, it is what it is, as our own Mayor Jackson said a few years back. But anyway, Mayor Jackson last Tuesday swore in the first ever Cleveland Community Police Commission to assist police reforms as outlined in the dissent decree and have transparency while having better relations between police and the community it serves. Now, here's the 13 names. Mr. Anthony Bodie, Good Neighbor Ambassador, Supervisor, Mr. Craig Boyce, Boise from Cleveland State University, Dean and Professor of Cleveland, Supervisor, all of that. Definitely, that's a nice thing, and he's Dean and Professor of the Cleveland Marshall of Law. Dr. Kathleen Clegg, Recovery Resources Associate Psych Professor at Case Western Reserve University. Mr. Mario Clopton, teacher at Shaker Heights, Reverend Dr. Yvonne Connor. The Honorable Lee Fisher, President and CEO of CEOs for Cities. You know, the former politician, major politician. Dr. Amanda King, Office of Multicultural Affairs, Case Western Reserve University. Reverend Max Rodas, Executive Director, Nueva Luz Urban Resource Center. Mr. Dylan Sellers, Children's Defense Fund Freedom Schools. Dr. Rhonda Williams, Associate Director of History, Director, Social Justice Institute, Case Western Reserve University. Cleveland Police Department Union Head Steve Lewis, Fraternal Order of Police, Lodge 8. You also had the Lodge 8, Timothy Higgins of Community Policing, Lynn Hampton, President of the Black Shield. Now, Dr. Rhonda Williams helped find out legal maneuverings, so she was one of the Cleveland 8 who fought legally for a judge to say there was probable cause to arrest Lohman and Garnback, Tamir Rice's death. And Lynn Hampton has a radio show, 360 Degrees Info, and he does give listeners great information as well as throwing the African Carter G. Woodson parade. And he calls black people, he causes them to at least learn their history. Now, although on the flip side, Lynn Hampton, Black Shield head, never spoke out against the 137 shots, Tamir Rice, etc. So he's going to speak now? I'm not sure about that. You have three police officers on a 13-member panel to try to implement change. Four on the commission, Lee Fisher, Dr. Kathleen Clegg, Craig Boyce, they live in Shaker, and Max Rodas lives in North Olmsted. They don't live in Cleveland, but they think they can represent us enough to change police policy, and the law will listen. And how did that pinhead bigot, Steve Lewis, end up on a commission to change the police department when he always feels the police are 100% right? Now, Brillo, 49 times on the hood, Lewis said the police were right. Tamir, same thing, he said the police were right. No matter what police were involved in, Lewis has always said down through the years that they're right. So how can Lewis be on a panel for change when everything's good? Now, last week as we spoke on it, Lewis and the union are suing Cleveland for implementing new cadets get trained in Columbus, Ohio. So he's suing, along with the union, because he says that, you know, cadets shouldn't have to go to Columbus to train. But the dissent decree from the Justice Department worked it out already. As a matter of fact, in the midst of an unproven threat, if some of y'all haven't heard it, let's break it down. Steve Lewis is always trying to prove he's willing to break the laws that govern him and instructs his officers to do so. Need proof? End of last week at the Harvard Wine and Grill. The Harvard Wine and Grill. It's about 140-something in Harvard. Elderly patron, he heard a bunch of young people say they were planning on riding up on the side of police cars, kicking out side mirrors, and leading the cops on a chase into an ambush by others on dirt bikes. Talking trash, some BS. Now, Cleveland didn't riot over Brillo's verdict, even though City Hall scared us half to death. Hey, City Hall did scare everybody half to death. Nobody even threw a match. Anyway, Lewis said that the police are a better shot than anybody else is. Okay, I could say that, all right, I'll leave that alone. But he neglected to say that Cleveland already has a no-chase policy on ATVs and dirt bikes. It's the truth. Check out the law. And instead of telling officers to be careful and not take chances, Lewis said, don't take a microsecond to defend yourself and don't hesitate. So he's still giving cops an excuse. The the same one used to kill a 12-year-old in 0.07 seconds, and 137 shots. The excuse that's being given is, basically speaking, the union said so for our safety, meaning no change is necessary. Three cops on a 13-member commission, one who openly mocks the city in arbitration, four members living outside Cleveland, yes, besides Dr. Rhonda, others, many of them, have not been on the front line, the remainder. Yeah, we're in a lot of trouble, and I can see many more songs coming up like this one. Big shout-out to, of course, the winner of everything, Natives. I love the lyrics on this one.
Call back unit, any call back unit, unknown trouble, 600 North Mont, 600 North Mont, apartment 4, open 911 line. Any call back unit, 22 High Incident, 1779 and RD 457.
Reality right there. You know, before I leave out, I'm going to probably have to give my man from the Odyssey one more time to at least give you a minute to officially let people know how they can check you out, man, because that show right there was nice. It started on time. You had entertaining acts. You chose well. Man, what's going on with you, man?
Al Porter, man, it really was a great show. And the whole point of doing these shows is to let artists get something out of it. So many times you go to so many different places, and these entertainment companies do not care about the artists. We're trying to bring something where you can really build a fan base and really give something and get something out of it. And this is what it's all about. We all got to stick together, and if we don't have something to stick together with, then we went in like a nut.
Got you. I appreciate that, man. And one more time, who do you represent, and how can they reach you and see some of your videos?
Okay. I'm John from Black Odyssey, and you can catch us at Black Odyssey, BlackOdessy, on YouTube. That's our biggest follower. You can catch us on SoundCloud, spelled the same way, Twitter, at Black Odyssey. And you can catch me personally at John Allen on Facebook. You see a nice picture of me in my shirt and tie. So we ain't calling around. We really kind of trying to represent Cleveland in a real, real great way. And in a real classy way.
Hey, I can appreciate that, brother. May you definitely stay on the line. I think you'll like some of the other things that we get into this evening. And thank you.
All right, one more time. Shout out to Native, the winners of the whole Best of the Best concert. Shout out to them, because they was the true winners of that night.
They were. And if anybody has any doubts, all they had to do is just listen to that song. And I'm looking forward to watching their career continue to grow, and that's the truth.
Okay, so we're going to have a video posted for all of the events, some of the stuff that was going on at that event very, very soon. So be tuned to that, too.
Thank you so much. I look forward to announcing when those things come up. So thanks in advance.
No problem. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. As a matter of fact, I know some of the things that I want to get into, which I'm looking forward to, I'm very thankful about. And my thing is, just that when you listen to music, activism, and news, that's the man in the streets part. So I definitely want to let people know, should you choose that Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is on Thursdays at voiceofradio.com, 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, and the Art McCoy Radio Show, Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, that's WERE, 1490 a.m., www.newstalkcleveland.com. And while I'm on certain things, I want to take the time and say one of those other things that will be going on this coming Saturday. This Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m. At the Black Man Army Pride Day Party, 7 to 9 p.m. Cleveland State University's main classroom building at 1899 East 22nd Street, large room 136. You can enter from Euclid. Wow. For those who come through, the deadline is October the 1st, and then there'll be a performance around December. But you'll like this. December 5th, there'll be a performance, an extra special performance, hour added on for the first ones who reach there. Inner City Republicans, best hip-hop rap contest about the six principles: free market economy, strong family, and American values, educational excellence, faith, community, and diversity, effective government, and protection for voters. If you think you can rap about those things, you might want to see me and get a flyer this coming Saturday. You might want to come down to the Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters this coming Wednesday and get that flyer. And we meet after Black Man Army meetings. And the Black Man Army meetings are about 5:45 p.m. on Wednesdays, Cleveland Standard Time, followed by Black on Black Crime Incorporated at 7:15 p.m., 14715 Euclid Avenue, Lee Road intersection at 44112, the Resource Center. That's where we are. You can also check in on a couple of other programs, such as Facebook or Blog Talk, The Gambit Radio, I Am a Superwoman Radio, or Board of Restless Miss Contagious. Catch up to them, because those shows definitely will promote you as long as you got everything and you have everything going on in the right way. Tonight, 1 a.m., WCSB.org, Cleveland Standard Time, 89.3 FM. Wow, hip hop. And then followed by Saturday's midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB.org, 89.3 FM, 216 Radio. And also, while I'm on the subject of things that's happening, Kicking It with Kim, My Loud Radio, on MyLoudRadio.com Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, 6 p.m. Definitely mention our name because that's what we do. We give out information and go into certain things. I'm going to get rid of this other story, and then I think I know what I might want to play. I've already gotten into a few things. I've got my announcements, a lot of them out of the way, which I'm very thankful. So, since I don't really have to rush this one, and I can look and see which one I want to drop, I think I need to go back in time a little bit because it looks like to me that what we've been talking about is artists make it economics, make it a video that will cause people to buy their music. Black Odyssey through a show that's dealing with economics. Economics 101. Before I get to that, Governor Kasich's advisory board, which consisted of the late, great former Congressman Lewis Stokes. And I think Lewis Stokes' heart was in the right place, but he would be a little bit dismayed with what happened. It also had former Senator Nina Turner, Cincinnati Bengals, NFL great Anthony Munoz. I'm still not sure what that had to do with police brutality. State Representative Cassandra Williams, Cleveland State University Professor Ronnie Dunn, they approved broad guidelines for police that emphasize preservation of life. It gives guidance on when deadly force is permissible. It seeks to limit deadly force in the first place. Now, that's a good thing in itself. This came from the city's wide tour throughout Ohio, which was held within the last few months and would generate standards, not mandatory. Think about it. While not mandatory, will go to all citizens and law enforcement entities in our state as a guideline and a baseline to guide departments and officers' conduct. While not mandatory. Anyway, I went and spoke at one of these meetings, as reported months ago, even was quoted in the Cleveland State University newspaper. Now, citizens, for the first time, will have a tool of statewide standards to evaluate police performance, said Nina Turner, former senator, co-chair of the Ohio Collaborative Community Police Advisory Board. By March 2017, a list of which 1,000 law enforcement agencies are following the guidelines, it'll show which one are and which aren't, and it will be shared with the community, said co-chair John Bourne. He's also director of Ohio Department of Public Safety. While not mandatory, the panel will encourage police to hire more minorities and to shoot only when they feel their lives are in danger. But it's noted that many police departments already have these established, but now residents can watch this close to see if it's being followed. I apologize to Black Lives Matter, but all words matter, all words matter. We've got to get into the fact next week of what's so important about the words, while not mandatory. Because if it's not mandatory, what's going to cause the police departments to follow what former Congressman Lou Stokes help set into motion to help protect the citizens? I mean, if it's not mandatory for somebody or for school children to go to school, then a lot of them wouldn't go to school. It's just one of those things. So we have to deal with that all words matter thing. And as we do that, it is important. It's all about dealing with that economics 101. And I always love dealing with everything else. I want to thank people for tuning in, and I thank you as always. Have a safe week. Definitely. Peace.
Even through the worst, still thankful for my blessings. While politicians like to use the term recession, I ain't messing, just becoming of the age. Front page, but I prefer the center stage. As I leave my pad and continue on my journey, I hear it all, but it really don't concern me. I'm on my 9, followed by my 5. A lot of jobs just to stay alive, but my story ain't no different from before. I'm that child with it all, but I'm still one more. So I walked and found myself in the slum. That's economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
Jobs Economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's Economics 101. Shackles on my feet, but I knew that I would break it. Penitentiary chances, but I still had to take it, no doubt. I never been the one to let it go. Say what's up when it's fast, and I'm chilling when it's slow on the low. I know to work it into something. Too many front end, but me, I'm here hunting in the fast lane. Chasing financial gain with a nickel to my name, but your people the same, no question. If I'm gonna never give it up, no major push, but I couldn't give a f- stack your paper till you're done. That's Economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done. Yeah, that's Economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
That's Economics 101. I'm hearing power to the people, but yet I'm feeling out of place. With segregation based on origin and race, I don't know. It's like I'm tripping through time. And false prophets got me searching to find a higher level. Where it all makes sense, but until then I keep on grinding for my dollars and cents. What's the deal? I'm speaking life in the basics. I see the dream, but lack the energy to chase it. Too much, too fast. I save my money, but it just don't last. My stomach's growling as I'm looking at my gun. That's Economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
That's Economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done. Yeah.
Come on.
That's Economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's Economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's Economics 101.